Good morning, Carl.
Meet them. This past Friday, there was a current events, an incident that happened that shook up the world, a shtickel. There was an important meeting that took place in the Oval Office with the President of the United States of America, together with the President of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, and many other officials that were in the Oval Office part of that meeting. The press was invited to the meeting. I was not there personally, so I may not know all the details of what happened, but some of the things that shook up the world I want to discuss, because it does have to do with our parsha this week. They were discussing the war between Russia and Ukraine, how America could be more of a resource, how America could support with ammunition, and different ways of how it could be supportive. And at times, the meeting became a bit not such a pleasant conversation back and forth. You have a world leader sitting there, and a lot of sensitive topics were discussed. And at one point, one of the officials in the room, and again, I'm not sure if he was part of the government or was part of the media, there were questions. He was able to ask questions. So he turned to the president of Ukraine. And he asked him, how come you're degrading and desecrating the president of the United States of America? It's an embarrassment. So looks up, what? Why aren't you wearing a suit? Now, those that know the president of Ukraine, usually you'll never see him wearing a suit. If you saw a picture of him, he doesn't wear a suit. Usually wears a sweatshirt, sweatpants, whatever, pants, a sweatshirt. He doesn't usually wear formal attire. Here, when he came to this meeting, he was wearing a bit more formal. He was wearing a sweater and pants, but he wasn't wearing a suit. So this official wanted to know from him, it's not respectful. You're sitting here in a room with the President of the United States. Everyone here is wearing a suit and a tie, and you're underdressed. It's not respectful. So the President of Ukraine responded, when the war will be over, I'll put on a suit. And then he said a few other lines, which is not exactly clear what he meant. He said, maybe I'll even put on a costume. When the war's over, I'll put on a costume. And then he said, well, maybe not a costume, maybe I'll put on a suit. A suit that's a bit nicer than your suit. Maybe the same, maybe a bit nicer. Now, we're sitting here in front of the President of the United States. Officials, the media, this was being broadcasted to the entire world, leaders of the world are having such a conversation back and forth based on the not wearing a suit in the Oval Office when you're meeting with the president. Now, it's a taina. You're coming to meet the president of the United States and you're coming to meet world leaders. There's a certain dress code. And the dress code is that you wear a suit and a tie. And he did not. He has a taina, which is a valid taina. He says, I don't consider myself to be, and he didn't say that Pshas Maisa, but this is his philosophy. I don't consider myself to be the ruler of Ukraine. I'm a bechin of im ami nochi yesheves. I'm together with my people. I feel like I'm part of my people. It happens to be that I'm the president of the Ukrainians, but I don't consider myself to be the leader, the king. I'm one of them. So as long as they're in pain, as long as they're in war, I'm not going to go and put on that suit. When the war is going to be over, and then my people are going to be in a better place, in a safer place, a healthier place, then I can go and put on my suit. Lamaise, the taina is, it's a good taina. So when you're standing in front of the Ukrainians, when you're talking to them, no problem. Wear what you feel comfortable wearing to give over that statement that you're part of them. But when you're coming to the United States of America, and you're coming to sit, you're invited in to sit between the leaders of the of this country, you put on the formal clothes that's expected of everyone to wear, because look around, everyone here is wearing a suit. Now, 2025, a suit. Is the suit so important? Is that something to call them out on. They're talking about billions of dollars that they need in order to be able to fight this war. There are people dying and they have to secure. Is that what they got stuck on? They got stuck on a suit? Is a suit that important that to make it to world news that the whole world is talking about now? Zelensky, yes, wearing a suit, not wearing a suit. Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? And then we look into this week's parsha. This week's parsha tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, V'akrav helecha, Aharon esachicha, bring your brother Aharon, v'osiso b'gdei kodesh l'Aharon achicha l'chavoyd l'sefores. The pasuk tells us, and the few psukim that focus on the begadim of Aharon HaKohen, and the begadim that the Kohen Gadol should wear, the begadim that a Kohen should wear. The pasuk tells us, make sure you make from b'gdei kodesh heilige kleider, holy clothes, l'chavoyd l'sefores, that's for a cover that's respectful and it's beautiful. And then a few psukim weiter, actually the next pasuk, va'ata tadabar kochach melev ha'shem leisiv ruach chochma va'osus b'gdei aharon l'katshoy l'chahanoy li. So it seems like there's two purposes of making nice clothes for the Kohen Gadol and for the leaders of Yidden to wear. There's one purpose of l'chavoyd l'sefores, which is respectful and it's beautiful, it's nice. And another piece is l'katshoy l'chahanoy li, to make you kodesh and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through these begadim. What's the purpose of the begadim? Why is there so much of an emphasis on the begadim that they should wear when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, cover the sephoris means that when you put on a piece of clothes, it depends what you wear of how you're going to be looked at. Looked at by yourself or looked at others. When you wear a formal clothes, then it's formal. When you wear nice clothing, you look like a respected person. Someone that wears clothes that's not nice, has holes, it's ripped, then they don't look like a respectful person. So the Torah tells us how important it is that when you're going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to wear clothes that l'chavad l'zafaras, it means something. You feel you are a respected person. You respect yourself better and others respect you better. But then there's another component. Clothes that a Yid wears has Kedusha in it. It's not only that I look beautiful, that it's nice and I feel more respected. The attire that the Kohen wore, the attire that the Kohen Gadol wore, was a chelik of the Avoida. If he wasn't wearing the Begadim, then Avoida was possible. If the clothing were ripped, Gemara brings down the Ganza Maisa of Kuroim, where it means ripped, Chayv Misa. The clothes were a chelik of the Avoida. So we see that there's a tremendous emphasis on the clothes that a Yid wears when he serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent, the Gemara brings down on the Pasuk B'gdei Kodesh, Ve'ela B'gadim Ashiyasu Choshen Ve'efet, the Gemara Shabbos brings down that there was a Maisa B'nachri Echad, there was a guy that went by behind the Beis Medrash, and he heard that the Rebbe that was teaching the kids, he said the Pasuk, Ve'ela B'gadim Ashiyasu Choshen Ve'efet, these are the B'gadim that the Kohen should wear. So the Nachri asked, "Halal elimi, who are these made for?" And he answered, "Amr the Kohen Gadol. It's for the Kohen Gadol." He said, "Really? I want to become a ger." Balef nahil gair. He came before Hillel and Hillel to become a ger. What was he so impressed with? There was a certain wow factor that when you see someone weird, or even you hear, the pasuk tells us details about the clothes that a yid should wear. I want to be part of this nation. There is something special about this. We're living in a generation where it doesn't matter what you wear. The concept of clothes lost its chashivas. It lost. It's lost. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference if I wear this shirt or wear that shirt. It doesn't make a difference if it's a sweatshirt. It doesn't make a difference if it has a collar. If it's a button or not. Doesn't make. What difference does it make? And we spoke about this once before. The details is being lost. Everything is disposable. Everything is okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. What difference does it make? Let's just do what's easy. It's easy to put this on. I'll put this on. The Torah tells us no. The details are extremely important. The clothes that we wear have two missions. One mission is the chavod l'sefaros, to make us look beautiful, to raise ourselves, who we are. And one is that it's a chelik of the avoyde. The Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Shemoyne Begadim. Every beggar that he was wearing was mechaper for another avera that a person could do. So the achelik of the kapara is the begadim that he's wearing. So the beged is kadosh, is a chelik of the kapara. There is so much meaning behind every piece of clothes that the kohen, the kohen gadol, and the yid wears. It's not, okay, whatever I find, I'll wear. Back in the day, people knew, when you walk out of the house, okay, at home, you wear more comfortable clothes, okay? You can wear slippers when you walk in the house. You walk out of the house, you wear clothes that are l'chavad l'sofaris. It's lost. It's lost. The culture today lost that chashivas. Doesn't make a difference, okay? I'm wearing pajamas. Doesn't make a difference, I'm wearing pajamas. In the house, I'm wearing pajamas. Out of the house? Today, you see people go to the stores wearing pajamas. You see the doctor, wherever you go, you see the concept of clothes, the chavad l'sofaris, to bring beauty to a person, is disappearing. And we spoke last time about, you know, you come to Beis Medrash. Come to Beis Medrash. A certain dress code you wear in the Beis Medrash. You don't come with these exercise clothes to the Beis Medrash. Recently, even within our circles, comes Ben Azmanim. Okay. I don't have to wear, I'll put on whatever, the clothes that I play basketball in, I'll come daven. You walk into the Beis Medrash, you see children there wearing these clothes with the exercise clothes, the lined clothes, that is not l'chavad l'sofaris, and it's definitely not l'kach l'chaneli. Is there anything wrong with those pair of pants or those shirts? Absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're standing in front of your country and you want to show them that you're part of them, then you can wear that clothes. If you're standing in front of the basketball hooping, trying to throw in the basketball, and you don't want to sweat in your clothes that are l'chavad l'sofaris, it's not a problem. But when you leave that basketball hoop and you come into the president of the United States of America, and this is the dress code that's respectful, then you put on the dress code that's respectful. So when you're walking out of that house, you're walking out of that game, and you're walking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis Medrash, and walking Mikdash Ma'at, you make sure that you wear the clothes that are, it's a chelik of the yid. If the non-Jew is in the Oval Office, there's an uproar about his lack of formal clothes that he was wearing. Can you imagine Achas Kama V'Kama Yid? That we see the importance and the emphasis that the pasuk in the Torah tells us about clothing, how important it is to us, and how important it is to the avoid of lekatcha lechan elitz chelik of kedusha. I want to finish with a story that happened to one of our chashuvah talmidim sitting here. You don't mind that I say your name, right? A few weeks ago, Yitzchak Neuberger went to Jewel, went shopping one night in Jewel. His father, he went with his father shopping in Jewel, like every Yid, Ben Torah, L'chavad l'sofaris, L'kacha l'chahaneli, whether you're in the Beis Medrash or you're in Jewel, you wear the clothing that a Yid wears. And he walked into Jewel wearing his hat, his jacket, his suit, what he wears. A Yid in Beis Medrash and Yid out of Beis Medrash is the same Yid. And an elderly lady came over to him and asks him, how old are you? So he says, I'm 13. He says, 13? And you're following the tradition. You know how special you people are. You know how jealous I am of you and your people. So she says, I come from Greece. In Greece, we also have a lot of tradition. But if you go to Greece today, the youth don't keep any of the tradition. They don't keep any of it. They lost it. There is nothing like you people that at a young age, you continue the tradition. You're proud of the tradition. And you are doing it as a young kid. And you're going to give it over to your kids as well. I'm jealous of your tradition. Now, another few complimentary things that she threw in. Here, take a look at someone. It's not a Yid. She's a Yiddish kid. And right away sees L'chavad al-Sefaris, how special this child is. How special the tradition is, the Yiddishkeit is. What it's, the meaningfulness of it is. You look at a Yid, you see, this is the Chavad al-Sefaris, this is the Kachri al-Chaham Eli. You see a Shroes HaShchina when you look at him. And when you look at any Yid that's wearing that clothes that are the Chavad al-Sefaris. It's not the brand of the clothes that's Chashiv. It's not the label that the piece of clothes has that's Chashiv. It's the person that's wearing it that makes it Chashiv or not. If you're someone that wears it and you feel yourself, oh, you feel a chavad l'sofaris, your life is a chavad l'sofaris, then it doesn't even have to have a brand name and it's the most beautiful piece of clothing. If a person is not acting a chavad l'sofaris, then it can have the most expensive label and it's worthless. You are the one that makes the piece of clothing chashev. By the way you act, the way you feel yourself, you conduct yourself, you continue that l'kacher, l'chahani, l'ida, whatever you do, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tonight when you take off the clothing and you put on pajamas, the clothing shouldn't go on the floor. This is Heilige Kleider. It goes into the hamper, the laundry, wherever it goes. Remember that every piece of clothes that you put on, and you're sitting and learning with that piece of clothes, and you're davening with that clothes, that's a chelik of the avodah. If it's a chelik of the avodah, it should be treated chelik. It has to be washed, seder, put into the laundry basket. Not on the floor, not that it should be stepped on, not that it should be, it's a chelik of kedusha. You look at the how many psukim this week's parasha focus on the clothes, and you see what an uproar made, not in the secular world, that he didn't wear a suit. It doesn't come from, yes, it's a chiddush in today's generation that people don't care about the clothes. The details are not important about what difference does it make. By Yid, we know that it is important. Every piece of clothes is important. Time and place, where to wear what, and when to wear it, is a chelik of the avoider. L'chavad l'safaras, we become more respectful people. L'kacha l'chahanli, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better when we look at a Yid and we say, wow, this is the tradition that we want. This is, we envy, we're jealous of this. And with that, we'll always be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help Taka, that we should continue making Kiddush Shem Shemayim, we should always be L'chavad l'safaras, we should feel good about the clothes that we wear, and be respectful to ourselves.